sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny, and you know what I love? Peaches, 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 peaches.
Woohoo! And welcome to the show. This week we will review Kids vs. Aliens. As always, John will give us the plot in five words, we'll give our first thoughts, and then we'll go into a deep spoiler analysis. But first, we are not going back to TV Corner reviewing Yellow Jackets Season 2, Episode 6, because it didn't fucking
because they're being
air.
A bunch of cunts, not giving us what we want, the viewers.
You know, I think it's a detriment
Yellow Jackets, Yellow Jackets, Yellow Jackets.
Put it on the Ritz, or what is it? What is the
yeah, put it on the Ritz. my buddy Clint, now like every once in a while, just randomly will be like, "Oh, did you watch Yellow Jackets?" Which I think I've already credited him for that, but he's the one that started singing that to me, and I thought it was genius. Like, yep, that should have been the theme, but no, it's something not as fun.
Yeah. Sad news. No episode this week, so I don't know what we're going to do for the next 45 minutes.
we don't have anything to talk about for 45 minutes, and then an extra 5 minutes to tell you, the movie was okay.
It was all right. It was okay. It's scary. All right.
Hey, spooky stuff. Ooh.
In retrospect, did it feel like middle of the season ending episode? Because I didn't get that vibe at all.
No.
A lot happened, though.
I did not get that vibe.
But, yeah. So,
I mean, all these episodes kind of end the same way.
Yeah. Yeah,
me exactly. Thinking that Christina Ricci is the pinnacle of everything awesome.
Even though she's a murderer.
And then being super stoked that Elijah Wood is also in this.
Possible murderer. Yeah.
And then Juliette Lewis is also in this, also a murderer.
Who'd she murder?
Her dad.
Oh yeah, no, fake murdered. She fake murdered. What's his name?
She upset her dad so much that he Jackie Browned himself and fell down the stairs and shotgunned himself in the face.
Yeah, that was Natalie.
Spoiler alert for episode 3, season 1.
Sure,
I'm making that up. I don't know. Yeah,
I was like, whoa, you remember that? I thought that for a second.
Minute 47 and 36 seconds.
So, even though we decided to just, like, not talk about Yellow Jackets, we're talking about Yellow Jackets.
Other than that, I would be like, let's talk about Bo is Afraid, because I think it's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, so what have you... Did you watch anything else this week?
Oh, I don't know. Have I seen anything recently in the theaters? Sorry, it's just, like, I've been eating a lot of fruits lately, especially a lot of... peaches, 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 peaches. I saw the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. It was cute. That was good. We briefly talked about it a little bit. Not like a whole lot of story going on, especially because there was like a preview of all the other movies that came out of the same company. And I was like, you know, some of those movies story wise were way better.
That's a stretch.
This was fun. I
don't like any of those movies. That's like the one, The Minions. I don't like any of that. I don't get it.
I mean, Despicable Me, I thought was fun, the first one.
No, I don't get any of it. Yeah. Didn't punch me in the growing feels.
They don't, none of them are particularly that great. I feel like they're really good about everything else except for they don't have great writers. I think that's the issue. But this movie was great because I've played almost, well, that's not true. I fell off the Mario Brothers games probably around, like, what, 2005 or 6 or something. So I don't really know what came after that, but I'm pretty sure it's not a whole lot.
No, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I can't think of the last Mario Brothers game that came out.
Yeah, can you name the last Mario Brothers game that came out?
No. Can't. I don't think I can. I'm assuming it's going to be like...
Mario Brothers 3.
No, no, it's going to be the one for Wii, the first one that came out probably. I'm assuming 2 came out, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was only the one.
He's like, I saw The Wizard, and I saw Super Mario Brothers 3. It was the last game, the Mario game I saw.
Yeah.
I guess because, like, I mean, you game, but you game, like, shooters and Evil Dead games and stuff, right?
But only because I don't have a Switch. I would play these games, but, like, Nintendo's pretty much only for Switch.
I think people should know this. But I'm like Nintendo. I only have a Switch, so I'm like 100% Nintendo. So I literally counted the other day. I have 100 games on my Switch. That's where I am right now in my life.
Don't you ever question this man's fucking nerd cred? You fuck.
Oh,
we know
God.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, I buy most of it on sale. So just like, look, I don't pay full price. I'm
fuck no. You're raised only gonna pay $60. Tops per game. So whatever 60 times 100 is, it's not a big deal. Don't even worry about it.
don't even count that. Yeah,
that's like $20 maybe.
You know, I blame the pandemic. That's what I blame. I just bought a shit ton of games.
Hey, it could be worse. We could have like got a what was that? The penis loan or whatever? Oh, the PPP loan, right? and bought like a fucking yacht for no reason.
Yeah, that's true. With switches in every corner.
My hair guy, because I got my hair cut today. Also, I got the Kirk Hammett, so here I am. Even though I look more like Marty Friedman from, I don't know if people know him from Megadeth or. I'm looking more like a Megadeth guy right now.
You're looking more like a Dave Mustaine than a Kurt Hammond.
Which is totally fine. You know, they're both fun hairstyles.
Rock genius. Rock gods. Yeah.
I can't call it a mullet. Would it be fair to call it a mullet? But it's almost there. It's like teetering.
Yeah. It definitely hit West Hollywood hard.
Yes, my hair guy, who I've had for a little bit now, fucking rad dude. We always talk about the X clients he's had, and it's like, you know, we started talking about Crazy Town because Crazy Town's been making news lately, randomly. And how he was like, yeah, you know, and it's like, I don't bring it up, but I did like their first 3 music videos, including that butterfly one. I'm like, oh, it's so funny. He's like,
did the frost tips?
Always fucking, yeah. It's like, they were always on drugs, man. Like, so I feel bad for the singer only because, like, he was kind of the nicest one. He was a nice guy. I'm like, okay. That's pretty rad.
Cool. Yeah. Not a good man. But yeah.
No.
Speaking of bands.
I mean, even he says that. He's like, nope, not a good man. But,
you know. Yeah, they just had one hit. It's like a semi-hit, and at this point, it kind of gets made fun of because it's such a silly song. But
they're probably only making headlines again because Harrison Ford.
Oh yeah, did the song,
car
the cover
scene and Shrinking.
Great show, by the way. Really good show.
Yeah, you guys should go watch it. I haven't personally seen it, but I worked on it. Let's bring it back so I can work on the second season.
Watch it again and again and again.
And again and again. Yeah. And American Born Chinese is coming out soon, so please watch
another
that too.
Thing you worked on. It's been getting, you know, I read the Twitters, and it's getting a lot more notice, like hype. You know, people are getting excited for it, so it's cool. That's really cool.
I hope it doesn't suck. Let's put it that way.
I guess because Michelle Yeoh won that Oscar, right? So it's like, she's
Oh, and also, what's I forgot his name. short round.
Key Kwan.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, he just won an award too. Yeah, I think
he did one best supporting actor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's also in it. He's also one of the main people.
Did you know that The National put out a record yesterday?
I did, and I've been telling people, you gotta listen to it.
It's
even though really good. I've only really heard the first part of it, and I gotta say, so I've been playing this new game with my coworkers, Overrated, Underrated, and I name a band, and recently somebody came up to me and was like, all right, John, Overrated, Underrated, Tufan Stevens. I'm like, Overrated, sorry.
Yeah.
He had like a couple of good albums, the first couple, you know, and I was like, these are really great. And then I was like, I don't need the rest of the States, I'll be honest. And then he kept making them, and I'm like, it's the same thing. I mean, it's good.
See, he fucked up because, if you read that, he said that it was a joke. That it was a joke that he was going to make,
All the States.
All the States into albums. It was a joke. But then, it kind of turned into something real, and then he tried it, and then it's like, fuck, this is a stupid project. Why would anybody do this? Yeah. So then he just didn't finish it, so... But yeah, no, I think he got so pigeonholed, and then people took it so serious, and then, you know, with time, you know, and his music, people moved on from him for a lot of his music and stuff. So
yeah, but it's also because I was mentioning, like, it's really good, and I appreciate the whole big band thing he does. Not the big band's probably the wrong term for it. It's very orchestrated. Right? It almost feels like he's doing a score, but he's singing on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Hand of God, deliver me. Oh, woe is me.
If any of our friends that are listening to this have suggestions for another Overrated, Underrated thing, just maybe at our Twitter. Our Twitter is active-ish, right? And yeah. Our Instagram, too. Why not, right? Yeah. Rolando, if you want to go ahead and give them the handles again.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember.
You cannot be bothered with... Just kidding. It is...
You're not wrong. It's fine.
Just kidding, I'm just fucking around. Is Skeleton Boys Pod, and it's www.instagram.com Skeleton Boys Pod. When you search that, you'll see the two skeletons bases.
And yeah, so if you want to give us an over and under, or overrated, underrated, not an over and under, sorry, that's a completely different term.
Yeah,
but yeah, so yeah, Sufjan Stevens. I got Beach House, which I always say is underrated.
They're underrated, yeah.
People are like, I think people, they're super underrated.
People just trip over that one song. People, I feel like, heard it, great, but they don't really, dig too much into the music.
The one from Depression Cherry, right? Which I was surprised that was going to be the album that made him famous, even though the fucking Weeknd became famous off of their songs early on. But people have never heard the album Seven, which I think is their fucking best one. But nobody's heard that album. The one with Lemon Glow and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're music nerds. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Among many things. Yeah. We're
we're also, pretentious nerds. So there you go. Made my fortune to you see, cross it like a T, it's all the same to me. This game I play, I do it every day. Promise I'll be fine, bear it every time. We need to relax down here. I will also say the new album, the way it's mixed and produced, takes away, I think the previous National albums, what's the singer's name again? So it takes away, like, they had a good way of mixing everything together, the guitars, the bass, and the drums, to where his voice always sounded very deep and, like, kind of, like, hollowly booming. And this one, the way it's mixed, which is, like, more complimentary to, like, the rest of the musicians, you actually hear his actual timbre of his voice, which is not that low, but it sounds great. It still sounds great.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like they've kind of settled into a sound. It's funny you say that about the... Oh, I forgot the other band you were mentioning. But he's kind of settled into a certain type of way they produce their song now. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah. Orville Peck. I don't know if I talked about that with you. Where it's like it's also the first album. He did it to where everything would sound booming. So his voice sounded lower when you're listening to it, sort of, but if you're singing at his pitch, you're like, oh, okay, it is kind of low, but it's not that low. It's just very interesting how the way you mix and produce things, or the way you decide to, like, EQ your instruments while playing, will play a hand in how things sound low or high or range. And new National album sounds almost happier, question mark, like, not happy, but like,
yeah, they've see, because I've when they what I've always remembered about them is that the way they used to make the albums in the early albums, where they would fight constantly with each other. They wanted every note to be perfect, every lyric, every you know, whatever, to be absolutely perfect. They were constantly fighting with each other, the brothers and then the singer. And then, so I think at some point around maybe about, what album was that? It was, I never remember that album. At some point, one of the albums, they just decided to be like, no, let's just have fun. Let's just write songs and just, like, let's just play with it. You know what I mean? It was it Trouble Will Find Me? That record.
I feel like it had to have been after that one.
The one with the house, what was it? I just saw it right now. I don't know why.
It was the one after that one. Yeah, Trouble Will Find You was the one with, like, Trouble Will Find You had, like, Pink Rabbits and I Need My Girl and
That one, Sleep Well Beast, that the 2017 record, the one where they were like, let's just have fun, let's just write records. And I feel like that's kind of like the vibe they've been going into. Less fighting, they've actually produced more records more frequently now. Because I think they have a certain way that they're recording their music now. Something about someone who used to be me. And the last thing you wanted is the first thing I do. I tell you my problems. Tell me the truth. It's the last thing you wanted. It's the first thing I do.
Yeah, they're gonna go on tour of Blink 182 with all these new records.
Oh yeah, that sucks. Blink 182 sucks. But yes. okay. 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes out of that. Let's. Do you want to switch gears? You got any other hot takes?
no, we can move on. Even though I got my haircut, I look great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Even though I will say I have a theory that Natalie, I'm just kidding.
You and Natalie have the same hair. I want to describe. Describe the hair situation. Young Natalie, not Julie Lee Dreyfus, young Natalie. You guys have young Natalie vibes. Little Lottie, little Natalie.
I don't want people to know that I'm obsessed with Juliette Lewis the person, so I'm pretending. Yeah.
Did she have a band? Was she Juliette Lewis and the something?
And I forgot, but yeah, she probably had a band. It was kind of like a punk band almost.
It's a little bit, like More like 70s punk rock band, yeah, vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And it was probably, I think at the time, I didn't want to listen to it because I was like, oh, another celebrity doing a fucking band.
Yeah.
Because, I hate to say it, I don't know how, I mean, I'm sure people don't like her now, but Jada Pinkett Smith, every time she did anything, I was like, oh, this is garbage.
Like, why is she even here?
Yeah, she had some band called Wicked Something.
Oh, my God, dude. I haven't thought of that band in so long, but you're right.
Yeah, where she would play Ozfest, and she would just, like, she had a metal band, and she would scream, but she's not even, like, good at screaming. She's just, like, screaming into a microphone, which is not, you know, if you know, like, metal music, you're like, what is this garbage? It's just, like, low tier, like, lowbrow version of what people think
bare minimum of entry into like that genre. Screaming.
Yeah
This is not...
it's like what you do in junior high.
Yeah, exactly. I'm screaming into a microphone. Yeah, like it's the first time you get it. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I haven't thought of that band in so long. I'm gonna look as soon as we're done. I'm gonna fucking look up that
Wicked Sorrow. I'm Wicked... pretty sure is what it was called.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm man sure.
Yeah, I think I had the privilege of seeing him at an Ozfest once, and I was like, I'm gonna walk away from this.
This is too much. Yeah,
this is bad.
The Ozfest I went to had System of a Down, Dragon Force.
Nice.
Who else? Though they were on the main stage, and also Disturbed, which they were pretty good, dude. Actually, yeah. As much they have a lot of hits, they have a lot of songs to like go through at the time, and they put up a decent show.
I'm not a fan, but like, dude can sing, you know.
That's what I mean. Like, I wasn't like into them whatsoever, but I've heard all their music. It's fucking everywhere, right? So it was fine. Yeah,
might as well. I mean, I totally tell people that shit all the time. It's like, if I'm somewhere and I happen to be at a festival and some band that I don't like, but I'm like, why wouldn't I go watch this band at least for a song or two? Just to like, it's funny to say. Like, that's what happened with Ying Yang Twins recently, actually, where I'm like, yeah, I'll go watch them. And then I stayed for the whole fucking set because I was like, dude, that was fun.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite group, but that was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Let's horrify this next segment.
I just did. I introduced Ozfest into this and Wicked Sorrow, Jada Pinkett Smith's metal band.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to still look that up. All right.
Let me finish that thought. Sorry.
Okay, go for
it. Up because I, at the time, she did that, and I was like, this is fucking trash. And I think somebody else tried to do it, and I was like, this is also trash.
Mm-hmm.
So when Juliette Lewis kind of came up, like, under the radar, though, it wasn't like she was trying to tell everybody she was in a fucking band. When she had her band, I was like, I'm not going to listen to this. It's probably crap. But I think it actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll have to rehear it. I wasn't like, it seemed like a vanity project. It didn't seem like,
yeah,
like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird when actors do it. It's always been weird, even when like Keanu does it, right? It's weird.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of rough because Keanu started off that way.
Right.
But he's like okay at it. You know, but like people like Johnny Depp also came to LA to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, but he's always sucked. Like he's got all these great guitars, but like you watch him play and he's horrible at it.
Hmm.
But he's friends with rock stars, so there you go.
Yeah. Alrighty. On that note,
that brings us to
that brings us to our next topic. Easy transition. Thanks, John, for setting that up. All right. Moving over to our main review, Kids versus Aliens. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Coming in at 3, Kids versus Aliens. Young LARPers wrestle with maturity. Just
that's just like, yeah, perfect.
Because I'm not sure, like, what I mean. I'm assuming that's what the coming in at 2 for Kids versus Aliens. aliens find humans very disgusting.
It's true.
You get it? Because every time they look at them, they throw up.
Like, blah!
And coming in at number one for kids versus aliens, 30-something psychopath at school.
30-something psychopath at school. I know. Billy. See if Billy's a little old.
Yeah. Our real main antagonist, who is way too old to be in this position in the movie, I guess, in my opinion. But anyway.
Maybe he failed a lot. He failed schools.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. He's like the Matthew McConaughey of this era.
So, what you think?
For all those... it was okay.
Okay. Nice. Moving on.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. All right. See you next week. So this is based off of, I recognize the aliens. This is based off one of the segments from VHS.
Ah. Right?
Mm-hmm. The same people that brought you Turbo Kid, I think, brought you this movie too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think I read that the director produced it. That could be wrong.
So and then this director writer also I think it was one of the writers. Yeah, did one of the segments, one of the alien ones, like the one about aliens in the first VHS movie, I think, which kind of one of the weaker segments. So I'm not getting. I didn't catch this until after I saw the movie, by the way. So it wasn't like I was connecting it this way, but I don't know. I thought the writing was weak.
Okay.
I know it's a silly movie, but I don't know. Like, the ending was kind of... felt forced.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, the realization moments or, like, the milestone moments, I'm, like, also felt just kind of, like, placed in there because, like, ooh, what's a good thing to write next? I don't know. This movie was fine. I didn't love it. I don't see myself watching this again.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I did like it. It doesn't... I liked what I saw. I liked the direction. I'm unfamiliar with the VHS series, so I'm a little unfamiliar with this guy's work. I think he also directed Hobo with a Shotgun, which also I haven't seen. So,
Oh, yeah.
So he definitely has like a certain type of movie he makes. Jason Eisner, I believe is his name. Director? Sure. Jason Eisner. Yeah. So, but the thing is, I feel like this is less a movie, more of like, I would refer to it like a industry term, like a calling card, like a sizzle reel. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. Or I mean, I would also call it like a... like a wannabe grindhouse film, but trying to make it very Power Rangers-y. Like, this is, I think Psycho Gorman knew how to do a movie like that. And this movie just wasn't up to that level.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to watch the trailer. I was like, oh, okay, well, this movie is in that vein. I wasn't expecting to find like the next Psycho Gorman or anything, but that's it's similar in style and taste and stuff. And I thought I actually really liked, I was like, I liked the movie. I thought it was thoroughly entertained for like the hour and 15 minutes that it's on. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought the kids were great. They like were very natural. Some of the kids are like, they look like kids. They don't look like actor kids.
Yeah.
And I thought there was a nice, relationship between them. They all had like distinct personalities. There's like the kind of like quiet weird one and the mouthy redhead and then like the lead kid. Like, I thought they had very distinct personalities, and the sister too, which I looked up, she's in From, which I did not immediately connect right away, but
oh, she's got to be the main daughter, right?
She's the daughter. Yeah, I believe she is the daughter.
No, she was great. Like, the acting, I can't complain about. It was good. Like, I think it was just like, again, the writing, like the character development for some of them. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely broad. Like, it's definitely hits on all of the like cliches, like the nerdy kids, the bully who's
'80s sort of B movie tropes style, right?
Yeah, yeah, those the type of characters you find in those movies. They were trying to like kind of riff on that a little bit.
I'm also like, I feel like there's like a sensitive line when you try to purposely write what are some really awful things that can happen to these people and let it happen, right?
Yeah,
you gotta like really balance that. Very, it's not an easy thing to do, and I think they went too hard.
Yeah,
to try to upset you, right? Like, and I was like, okay, like I get what you're trying to do, but it just didn't work because you tried. It's so angrily forced while you're watching it.
Yeah, some of the I 100% agree. I thought the bullying, quote unquote bullying, there's like this whole thing where they are that some of the nerd girl, whatever, Samantha is being used by Billy. That whole storyline just went on forever. Like it did not want to stop. And it just like they just kind of packed on all of these terrible things and none of it was like I got kind of like you're describing. Like I also got kind of like, okay, let's move on from this. Cause to be fair, this is a very short movie, but like the aliens are not even really in this. They're like in the latter half, maybe like the last like 30 minutes of this movie. You see more of that conflict of we get the title is kind of enacted there. Kids versus aliens, it becomes more of like that. I think they could have done less with, they could have done a lot less with the buildup or setup for the storylines and stuff.
Yeah. Because the bullying part became just like too excessive at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It did remind me of that Nick Stahls. What's his name? Is it Nick Stahls?
Bully?
The guy from Harlingen.
Yes.
Yeah, Bully.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm like, like to that degree, but the movie Bully is supposed to be a dramatic take on all that. So like that's why you accept it. But this is like supposed to be, kind of fun is the whole point of the movie, I think. And I kept getting taken out of it because I'm like, oh, okay, he's gonna do another really, really shitty thing, like an absurdly shitty thing. So now I'm thinking, like, how many people has he fucking killed before? Like, how many people has he like, bullied the shit out of before? Like, okay,
yeah.
And they also play like he's very calm, like the first like 25 minutes of the movie, and then he just goes off the rails.
Yeah, it seemed it was more like sociopathic behavior than an actual like villain. It was like too ridiculous, some of his actions and stuff throughout the movie, that I found to be like, okay, well this is just kind of going on and on and on in a non-interesting way. So
yeah, and where are the fucking aliens? Why aren't the kids fighting them?
Yeah, who's the alien in this movie? Why are there no aliens?
Is she supposed to be considered like a kid?
Yeah, they were fast and loose with the age. Yeah, I think she's supposed to be like younger than Billy.
Yeah, I mean, I assume everybody's younger than Billy. That homeboy looked like he was 30.
Like to shave after every scene. You just fucking
And like I mean, not even I wanted to be upset that they slept together. Or that's what the assumption is, right?
Right.
But I'm also like, maybe she was just trying to get her rocks off. Fuck it. Because it didn't seem like she had any real emotional attachment to him. So I appreciated that part. At least that got played out.
Yeah.
Wasn't like she was trying to get with him. It was just like, oh, this is like a fun thing to do. He's hot. Like, of course I'm going to bang him.
Yeah. She was just fooled because she doesn't have any like experience. So she didn't see any of the signs.
Yeah, and she's going through, puberty and like maturity and all that stuff. Like that's what happens when you're young.
Yeah, at least that's what the movie alludes to. You know what I mean, with her behavior.
Yeah, but I'm also like, I was already waiting for him to say like, "Well, you also got herpes now too." Like just like icing on the cake moment.
Yeah, dude. I was
like, where else could this go, dude? Like, oh, she's pregnant or like some bullshit. I'm like, God, dude.
He's like, you.
That part just never ended for me. I think that's what really bothered me about.
Yeah, it just went on too long. Yeah, yeah. I completely agree. I liked a lot of the like. I thought the action directing was actually really competent. Like even the beginning with the scene with the aliens landing in the boat. Like it was done so over the top, and like I actually kind of dug it. I was like, okay, that's a good like mood setter for the tone of this.
Yeah. So that all that was super fun. All that was great. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever she's fighting and she has all her fucking one-liners, yep. Well, not a bunch, but, like, a few that were fun, like, one of the aliens is coming by and, like, she shoves his head into, like, a stick coming out of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the stick was coming out of the tree, to be honest. But, like, it was coming out of the tree and she was like, enjoy the view, you know, shit like that was fun.
Yeah.
But then it would always cut back to that dude, which I'm not trying to take away from that actor. He did a great job portraying, like, a fucking sociopath, but...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need that much of that character.
Yeah, it's kind of like the director just fell in love with like what awful, cruel thing could I do next to these to hammer home this guy's a fucking shithead. And I think it went on too long because I honestly don't, there's not much of a story here. Like it's the kids versus the aliens, and then like the aliens show up, but like the aliens didn't really show up in any significant way, and I was confused about why. They're not even really, like, scary, per se. They're kind of just, like, there, so.
I also couldn't, like, figure out how grounded this movie's supposed to be. I think because, again, like, going back to, like, the bullying was just too extreme, so I couldn't figure out how wacky you're supposed to assume the movie is, because the parents are, like, wacky characters.
Mm.
They're shitty people that just keep disappearing.
Mm.
And then the kids are like doing a good job of being like kind of funny, but like also sort of serious. I don't know. I don't know why I had such a hard time with this movie. Maybe I've also had a long week. I'm very exhausted.
No, I mean, I had a lot of the same issues too. I think I had more fun with it per se, but like, I think the issues you're coming up with, I had the same things. And I just enjoyed the kids' performances and sort of the creativeness of some of the direction. And I thought I think where it lets down is like there's no real resolution to this story, fun or interesting. It kind of feels like a like first episode TV episode. That was the ending vibe I got.
Yeah. Which it kind of ends. Well, no, it doesn't end the same way, but a similar vein is how the VHS segment ends too. There's no resolve. It just kind of ends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the whole time I was kind of also thinking like, oh man. I kind of want to watch Psycho Gorman again.
Yeah.
It's just movie's so good. It's so funny.
When's that guy making a next movie?
Exactly. And they did it right by making our main character in Psycho Gorman, that young girl, basically be the Billy character in this movie.
Yep.
So our protagonist is also kind of the antagonist too, even though Psycho Gorman's supposed to be the antagonist.
I put Poncho Gorman. Yeah.
Poncho Gorman?
That's right. Yeah, I can't spell with this shit. Hold on.
Are you checking to see when his next movie is?
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, it just is taking me a sec because I can't spell. Hold on. Hopefully soon.
P. That's all I got. I don't know how else to spell.
Whoa. Did he? What? What is this?
Oh, it sounds like we got a new movie to look at.
No. Yeah, we probably don't want to watch Day of the Dead TV series from 2021. What the fuck is this shit? He was a part of it. He had a VHS segment too, in the 94 edition.
Oh, that movie sucked. Sorry, I know we should review it, but I'm not going to bother. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't see anything else. He did Leprechaun Returns? Are we watching Leprechaun Returns?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He has cred, right? We got to at least give the next film a chance.
That's true.
Because like,
he also introduced us to that actor. What's his name?
Our favorite actor that directed those movies. Yeah. I totally forgot his name.
And that's our review of Kid vs.
I liked enough Evil Dead Rises. I wanted to watch that guy's first movie, the Hole in the Ground or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're also big fans of like random holes in the ground too.
Yeah, hose.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. Every time it rains an absurd amount here in LA, Rolando and I just go out like nerds with like metal detectors, except we're just like looking for holes in the street, like, oh, let's look for some holes in the ground.
Strangely, nobody our, like,
favorite thing.
Nobody cares.
Nobody. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? Look at this hole. It's great. It's perfectly round. That never happened.
Yeah. Do you wanna...
should we get into spoilers?
Yeah, I was about to say. Let's get into spoilers.
Wait! No! Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop, please. Stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers.
What did we spoil?
So what? The aliens basically suck everybody up into like their big alien skull spaceship with a crown on it.
Yeah.
And they are puking on humans. And you're supposed to gather that they're using all that because they liquefy them basically.
Mm-hmm.
And use it to fuel their ship. But I had an issue with like, how the fuck did they figure that out? There's no way they figured that out. But it was mentioned.
Movies.
So, yeah. Like, there's no possible way. I think it was one of the kids was like, I think it's like to fuel their ship. And I'm like, there's no way these kids could figure
really
that
kid?
Out.
Really, kid? Yeah, that is a kid logic. Yeah. I also didn't like the Night of the Living Dead ending where, like, the military shows up and shoots everybody. And then they, like, arrest the kids. Or it's not arrest,
yeah,
but, you know.
They basically, like, cryo-freeze them. Okay, so there's also, like, a fake-out where the youngest kid looks like he dies by drowning.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. The real, like,
which
off-looking kid.
I immediately thought, like, it's a very, like, Beans from Even Stevens sort of character. I immediately thought, like, oh, well, they fake-killed him right now, which means he's probably going to fucking die later. Like, why else would they do that? It's such a weird thing to do. And then sure enough, the Billy character fucking stabs him with the fakest looking sword on earth, which is like our main girl's like sword also that she finds in the alien ship from some guy that looks like a medieval knight or something like that. Yeah. Also, another thing they don't explain is like the sword, like the gem glows on it.
That sounds like a Predator 2 reference. Because like, you remember in Predator 2... they see the gun, you see that they've traveled, they've been around for centuries, the predators, they go in the ship. That's it. It's
Oh, and she also said she was too old for this shit or something, right?
Yeah.
There's, I don't know. Yeah, so what?
It was a very disappointing ending. I was just super disappointed with that ending. I was like, really? This is how we're gonna end the movie? Like, you guys like couldn't set this up? Your sequel, because obviously, you know, they got to set it up for a fucking sequel. Everything does.
Did you watch it to the end credits, though?
No, I turned it off. I didn't watch it to the end.
Okay, so there's a long-winded, like, it's actually not a very good thing because it's too long. Like, I can't, you know. If you're going to do, like, an after-credits thing, like, limit it to, like, at least 20 seconds tops. But this one up
it's
for,
like a whole
3
scene.
It's a, okay. Yeah, it's an entire scene, like, 3 minutes. Maybe not that long, but like the parents finally come back home and then the webcam from that thing that they're making, because they're making a movie with a webcam.
Right. Yeah.
That was one of the things that happened in the movie that you kind of forget about. the parents are screaming because Billy convinces the main girl to throw a party at their house. While the parents are gone and everybody is trashing this house before the aliens come and basically liquefy everybody in their spaceship. The parents show up. They're super upset, screaming like, I can't believe they fucking did this, blah, blah, blah. You see one of the aliens walk by before the mom shows up and sees the webcam and is like, oh, this must be for stupid little movies. You guys are in so much trouble, blah, blah, blah. Alien grabs her, starts puking on her, and then it kind of cuts from there when the dad's running up. And in my head, I'm like, okay, we can have like a sequel where they're not puking on them to liquefy them, but puking on them to turn them into Barakas from Mortal Kombat? Question mark. Like they did to like the bully kid's friend, Billy's friend.
Yeah, I forgot to. Yeah, we didn't go over that part, but yeah, he turned into.
Yeah, there's a strange part where Isaiah Fortune playing the character Dallas. Puked on, and instead of being liquefied, turns into like a Baraka from Mortal Kombat looking character.
That's clearly a reference to Super Mario Brothers, the movie, where they turned the singer into the Goomba by shaking his head.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Clearly, I know all these references.
Yep.
yeah. No comment from John. Speechless.
No comment, except John Leguizamo was a great Luigi too.
Bob Hawkins was a good Mario. What are we talking about here?
Dennis Hopper was a great Bowser.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry, my Bowser has cornrows. Okay. my other thing was like the bully girl, right? Who was like a goth girl for some reason. Like a
I guess she was. Yeah. Yeah.
I could almost tell that she is a genuinely sweet person in real life, so I didn't buy it. Right? What? She was just kind of off, like kind of weird and goofy. Like kind of like a forgive me for forgetting this, but and Mean Girls, the
Tina Fey.
Not Tina Fey, Mean Girls. The girl from
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, Seyfried, right?
Seyfried, yeah.
Yeah. That character kind of reminded me of her a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not to that extent, but yeah, like just kind of off and aloof. Still had like a moment where she's like a shitty person, but it's okay because she held Billy's dick while he pissed all over the main girl's bedroom for reasons.
Dad, no, dude. That was just like, this isn't, who's this for? I don't understand what, like, yeah. We get it. The Billy's Samantha a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and there's also a reference to Signs as well with the alien walking in the back. Well, the kids are doing that. Yeah. It's also a reference to Signs. I just caught all these little. I just forgot. I wanted to mention that besides the other ones we've already talked about, that was one I did notice that specifically for that.
Yeah.
It was a reference to Science.
Or also a reference to, what was that David Arquette movie with the wrestling one?
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble because they have a wrestling ring.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. That's the only thing I get. I remember my younger brother bought the soundtrack to that, and I was like,
oh, what? Is it good?
And it's actually pretty good because it's like,
who's on that? New Dweezil Metal?
And Ahmed Zappa doing a couple of covers on there too. And it's like one of them's Baby Hit Me One More Time. And I was like, this is fantastic. This is actually a great soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's our pick.
Something good came out of it.
Yeah. At
the time, I remember thinking, like, why is David Arquette doing this fucking movie? What an idiot. And I had no idea that he had always wanted to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, lifelong dream. And he finally got to realize, I guess, but only for a documentary.
Yeah, they almost murdered him here in Highland Park, where I live, at a wrestling event. Yeah, he did, like, a death match with a wrestler, and they broke so in death matches, they have like these like tubes, like the glass, not glass. It's like the tubes, the breakable tubes.
You're talking about the fluorescent light tubes?
Yes. Fluorescent lights. I couldn't think of fluorescent lights. Yeah. So part of it is that like they'll hit you over the head at it because it just like smashes, breaks into a million pieces and stuff. And like you like, and then they pretend like they're cutting themselves with it. So he hit himself. He hit him. The other wrestler like hit him. And David Arquette did something, he moved in a way or did something that wasn't like he was supposed to, and it like cut into him, like it's actually like stabbed him, and so he like freaked out, and so he had to like stop the match and shit. Like I was like, what the fuck, like he fucking it went a little like, I think he got stabbed in the stomach or something. So they had to go take care of that or something.
That's rough because those are like, on top of all that powder that comes out, which is not good.
Yeah.
It shards very quickly and will like just rip everything on you to shreds. Like
I think that's part of it. I think that's part of the appeal is that like it does that damage or whatever, the blood or whatever. So like, I guess they get off on that. It's a style of match they do.
Just had a thought. Just a shout out to old friend Jonathan T. No last names, right?
No last names, please.
So I remember a long fucking time ago. I mean, we're talking like early college days. I went over to like this house that he was living at. And we were talking about, I forgot what, like, but it was basically like a large piece of glass breaking and he couldn't remember splintered glass. Because, I mean, I don't know why he couldn't think of that during that time. Maybe it was because we drank a lot or smoked a lot of marijuana. I'm just kidding, students that he has, if you're listening to this. But he couldn't remember that. And he was like, yeah, like, when the glass breaks into small pieces, like sharded glass, and I could not get over him saying sharded glass.
That's like, where's the story going? I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know he meant sharded, like with a D, but you know, it definitely sounded like sharded glass. I'm like, that sounds painful. But we've all been there, sharding glass.
Sharding glass everywhere.
new movie death idea for all the directors that definitely listen to our podcast. Yeah. Sharded glass.
Sharded glass.
Huh. Also, great song title.
Sharded glass.
Sharded glass. I loved you, but our relationship was like sharded glass.
It was everywhere at once.
Everywhere all at
once. Yeah.
All at once. Just brown and red in my head. I don't know. There you go. Done. Song's written.
Brown and red in my head. Oh, man. Okay. I don't think anything else to add to this movie. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah, last thoughts. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's okay. I didn't like. There's things about it I didn't like.
I didn't hate it. It was fine. Yeah,
it was fine. It's fine for what it is. It's if it's on Shudder, you got an hour and 15 minutes to spare. Totally acceptable. Watch while you
can watch that. Google what Dave Mustaine looks like in Megadeth. That's what my hair looks like. Yeah. There you go.
Or, you know, like you're doing dishes or doing errands. Put this on. Totally harmless. Harmless fun.
Totally harmless fun. Except for the Billy character who is absurdly mean.
Yeah. Over the top mean. Okay. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones?
No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give Kids versus Aliens 5 sexy bully spooky bones.
You know, so I'll give it the same. That's fair. That's where it is. It's like it's a fine half. If anybody knows how our scale works, it's a 1 to 10, 10 being the sexiest, spookiest, boniest movie imaginable. And
one being pretty, I mean, I think we've given a 0 before, maybe.
And then the other spectrum is the unholy, which.
Yeah, flaccid.
Flaccid, sharded.
Flaccid. Yeah, yeah. The penis is, I mean, the bone penis has now become an innie.
The bones broken into shards of sharding.
Sharded glass.
Yeah. It was a sharding glass of movies. Not worth it. Salem's Lot's over there. Stuff like that. Still one of one of our like early reviews. So it's not our best recorded episode. Because we're incredibly still figuring this all out. But still, like, in our, what's painful is that it's like, I checked the statistics and it's in like our top 10. I was like, oh, can this please, you know, go away? Even though, like, the listens have picked up quite a bit, and there's a nice, if you check the analytics or whatever, like, that we have a nice mix of movies now. It's not just the stuff that's the most, in the past released stuff, you know? It's a nice, like, The Menu is now, I think, our most popular downloaded episode.
The menu. Yeah, I feel like Mandy's probably up there now, too.
Mandy's up there. We got Justin Wilmot, because it's probably because Justin Wilmot.
Yeah, it's 100% because of Justin Wilmot.
So,
I wanted to hear Justin Wilmot.
Opinion on Mandy, yeah.
They're like, oh, an attractive person on the podcast. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah. We should just be like Justin Wilmot, Skeleton Boys. Like,
Justin Wilmot, and then in small print, Friends, Skeleton Boys podcast.
Skeleton Boys, loosely associated boys. Alrighty. let's wrap up this show. All right, guys, girls, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.